And this is Tex Morris. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. You know, I think one of the most controversial publications or videos that we've done in recent years is a video entitled, Is the Pope Catholic? Well, when you ask a question like that, and the answer in the video, which is thoroughly documented, is that the Pope, well, he's not really Catholic at all. He's Babylonian. But it does cause some people to get a little hot under the collar, especially Roman Catholics, especially evangelical Christians who are in bed with Roman Catholics. But I don't apologize because, you know, the video stands for itself. I want to thank the Catholics, though, who've written me and said, Tex, right on. It's amazing how many letters we get from Catholics. They're very concerned because, as I documented in this video, is the Pope Catholic? The current Pope, John Paul II, what he's done is to totally destroy the old traditional Catholic Church. That destruction began, of course, back in the 1960s with the election to office by the Vatican College of Cardinals of Pope John the 23rd. He was only in office, I think it was 5 years, maybe 6 years. But he set up Vatican II. It was called Worldwide Conferences. And they began to change the doctrines of the Catholic Church. It seems like the more they changed, the more they went back to Babylon, though. So some question whether there's really been changes or the true face of the Catholic Church is showing. But what we have, as documented in Is the Pope Catholic, is the fact that there is a new order of religion in the world, led by the Pontiff of Rome, the Pope. He has taken the world's most celebrated religious leaders, Muslim, Jewish, Christian, Wicca, that's witchcraft, Buddhist, African, Shaman, Zoroastrian from Persia, Hindu, and really consolidated, amalgamated, unified all of these religions into one. He's changed the catechism of the Catholic Church so that the Jews, the Muslims, and all the other religions can say that they're Catholic and still be Hindu, Buddhist, etc. And he and Billy Graham, working together, have brought out the false teaching, the Pope and Billy Graham, the famed, the former Protestant evangelist, really Jesus is in the heart of every man, whether he knows it or not, so they really don't need to accept Jesus directly and publicly and confess Jesus. They already have Jesus. The Pope has taken it one step further and said everyone's a Catholic, whether they know it or not. Well, I had no idea that I was a Catholic until I read the New Catechism. Did you know that you were a Catholic, my friend? Well, you are, according to the New Catechism. Also, I showed in this video that Pope John Paul II has met and bowed before the throne of Buddhism's chief monk. He's taken the mark of the evil, false destroyer god Shiva of the Hindus in his forehead. That's a form of the mark of the beast. In fact, the cover of the video shows him getting that very mark on his forehead. He's prayed and basically drank from the cup of devils in Assisi, Italy, and other places. He's kneeled and prayed at the gravesite of India's most famous guru, Mahatma Gandhi, who was a Christian hater and a Hitler lover. He's met with the Islamic world's top political and religious leaders and told them that they worship the same God, which is an absolute lie. Shows Pope John Paul evidently doesn't know one diddly thing about the Muslim religion, and that may be it. It might just be that he's an ignorant man. I suspect that's part of the problem. But I think he's also an evil man because the Muslims actually worship the old moon god, Allah. And that's what Muhammad brought to the Middle East. Back centuries after Jesus, he brought them the worship of the moon god. And in the temple at Mecca, they worship a little black stone, and that supposedly came from outer space. It's a meteorite and came from their god, their moon god, Allah. So The Pope doesn't even know this, evidently. He's just ignorant or dumb about the Muslim faith. But the problem is that 1 billion people think that he's wise. And 1 billion people that are Catholic. Actually, more than that, because now there are probably a half billion Protestants. They're not really Protestants. People like Billy Graham, Bill Bright, Paul Crouch, Pat Robertson, who also have gone into this ignorance and are in bed, basically, with the Pope. Now, the Pope, of course, is getting very infirm and quite old, even having brought this poisonous doctrine in. The question is, how long will this Pope be able to maintain himself before he's brought to the end of his life and to judgment by the Lord for bringing in these false teachings? Well, we really don't know, and I'm not trying to hasten the death of the Pope, but I'm here today because I want to talk about something very, very important to you, to me, to the world, and especially the Christian church. Whoever will replace this Pope, I am convinced, will be the man whom I call the Vatican Terminator. The Vatican Terminator. He will be the last pope, the final pope. Some say he is going to be the Antichrist. I believe it's necessary that we look ahead to these kinds of things. You know, the Bible says that Christians should not be taken unawares. We're to be sober, we're to be alert. We're to keep our lamps lit, have our oil at the ready, like the virgins. The wise virgins. I believe we need to keep up with what's going on in the Catholic world because all of the world is congregating at the feet of the Pope of Rome. And this is a very dangerous situation considering what happened during the Inquisition and the power of the Catholic Church in the world today, secretly, for the most part, behind the scenes. And even their great control of the governments of this world. And we need to understand what's going to be happening with the Catholic Church. Because what happens to the Pope of Rome will happen to the whole religious world. And I believe that it is the religious element that will be used for destruction in the last days. The Bible makes clear of that prophetically. That there will be a man who will go into a rebuilt temple in Jerusalem and declare that he is God and above all gods. He will be the son of perdition. He will require all to worship the image of the beast and to take the mark in their forehead or in their right hand. This is not some kind of a fiction. This is not some kind of a Hollywood movie scenario. This is absolute truth. And we're getting to that point. We must have, though, this false prophet to come and to point everyone into worship of the Antichrist. We must have a false religious system spread throughout the world. It is interesting to me that even a former pope, the late Pope Paul VI, just before his untimely death in 1978, he warned his closest advisors. He stated, quote, "The smoke of Satan has entered the very sanctuary of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome." He admitted it. It was that pope who was very pro-communist, and he unfortunately realized he had unleashed the devil and his demons, and a satanic mass had even been conducted there at St. Peter's Cathedral in the Vatican City. His successor, Pope John Paul I, attempted to round up the conspirators and set the church aright. I say aright, at least back to the traditional elements. But after only 33 days in office, this would-be reformer, Pope John Paul I, was found dead. They say he was poisoned and murdered in his Vatican apartment. There was no autopsy made. And thus we have Pope John Paul II today. He has changed and brought a novus ordo, a new order to the Catholic Church. And I want you to understand the power of these popes. And I believe we're going to be heading very soon, perhaps by the end of this year or certainly by the year 2004, we're going to see some amazing new emphases and doctrines. I predict these things. I do not prophesy. If God were to say, thus saith the Lord, I would prophesy them. But at this point, it is a prediction by me. So please don't say it's a prophecy, because if a man prophesies something, thus saith the Lord, and it does not happen, then of course he is worthy of being stoned. And I would volunteer and let people stone me, and I don't really much want to be stoned, but I would be deserving of that. So this is not a prophecy, but it is a prediction. I am convinced in my own mind. We will see what God has in the future, but I am convinced that Pope John Paul II, and certainly his successor, is going to terminate the traditional Catholic faith and bring all faiths together as one evil blob of heinous atrocity. Now, first of all, you have to understand the Catholic Church is rich beyond measure, a very, very rich church. You can read books, for example, by Averill Manhattan, who exposed in his book, The Vatican Billions, these facts. Also understand that the Catholic Church requires obedience. It seems like this is such a nice man, this Pope, and the Catholic Church is so free right now, and Catholics do what they want. They practice birth control. They get divorces. They do whatever they want to, and it seems that they're defying the Catholic Church. But believe me, the Catholic Church requires full obedience, and the Catholic Church and the Pope know the people are doing these evil acts and agree to them, or they would crack the whip. In fact, I have a little brochure from St. Thomas Aquinas Seminary in Minnesota saying, where is Catholic obedience today? And it says that obedience is necessary. It's part of justice. It's part of the four cardinal values, that a Catholic has a duty to obey his superior. And of course, the greatest superior of all is the Pope. The Catholic Church also claims that it is the Pope is the vicar of Christ and is literally Christ on earth. That they can basically bring forth new doctrine that is not in the Bible. For example, in 300 A.D., they began the practice of prayers for the dead. 300 A.D., making the sign of the cross. 375 A.D., veneration of angels and dead saints. 375, use of images and icons in worship. Mary was called the Mother of God in 431 A.D. at the Council of Ephesus. Prayers to Mary and the dead saints began in earnest about 600 A.D., The rosary began in 1090 A.D. Indulgences, the buying of less time in purgatory, which doesn't really exist, began in 1190 and now is being brought back in big style by Pope John Paul II. Purgatory, of course, was proclaimed as a dogma in 1439. Apocryphal books, that means false books, were added to the Bible by the Catholic Church beginning in 1546 A.D. Is that not the reason why God gave us the King James Bible within a half century later in 1611? It was taught beginning in 1854 that Mary was not conceived in sin, but that Mary was like Jesus, sinless. The infallibility of the Pope was proclaimed in 1870 A.D., It was claimed that Mary did not die, but bodily ascended into heaven in 1950. She was called the Mother of the Church in 1965. She has now been called the Co-Redeemer. And by the way, if you really want to find out how far the Catholic Church will go in changing the truth, All you have to do is go to their some of their more popular versions of the Bible, even to the prior General Catholic Catechism, to find out that the second commandment of the Ten Commandments is actually missing. From Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 and 17. The second commandment, which says, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image," has been totally stripped from the Bible. It is missing. You say, well, then they would only have 9 commandments. Well, what they did was take the 10th commandment, "Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, etc., and made that into 2. It became 9th and 10th, and thus they were able to take out the second commandment of the 10th commandment. Now, what can we expect in the future? I have the Tampa, Florida Tribune, 28 November 98, talking, of course, about the Pope offering a way out of purgatory for deeds, good deeds, during the millennium. If you quit smoking for just one day, you'll spend less time in purgatory, the Pope says. Now, notice also, as I mentioned to you, I want to point out that the new catechism has changed the facts about who can be saved. After all, the Pope, claiming to be Christ, can extend salvation to whoever he will. Let me read to you from the catechism, page 223.841. Quote, "The plan of salvation," says the catechism, "also includes those who acknowledge the Creator, in the first place among whom are the Muslims." Well, that's it, folks. Don't go out and start to try to preach to the Muslims. Don't tell them that Muhammad is really not who he is. And, of course, the Muslims reject Jesus, the true Jesus. They don't even believe he was the Son of God. They don't believe that Jesus was resurrected. Nevertheless, even though they reject the true Jesus, the fact is the catechism says that they are included in the plan of salvation. In other words, they are saved by being good Muslims. And, of course, the Jews, who also despise and hate Jesus, are known as the elder brothers and are called our elder brothers by Pope John Paul II. And he has stated that they also do not need to fully accept Jesus Christ as Lord. I have in front of me U.S. News and World Report, January 31, 2000, picture of a real happy devil on the front cover. That's right, a picture of the devil on the front cover of U.S. News and World Report, January 31, 2000. It says, "Hail, a new vision of the netherworld. The devil's enjoying himself. He's got on a Hawaiian shirt. He has some devils in the back of him playing volleyball, sitting out on the beach somewhere. He's drinking a Mai Tai or some kind of a drink. I don't know what it is. With his sunglasses on and his Bermuda shorts." You see, the devil is not the devil anymore, according to the new Bible versions of the Catholic Church, the NIV and so forth. By the way, they're the ones that brought out the NIV, the Catholic Church did. It's interesting to me, though, that the devil now claims, or the devil, yeah, the Pope, excuse me, a little Freudian slip, the Pope now says hell's not going to be as bad as you think it is. It's not a place of burning fire and torment. No. He and Billy Graham both agree that hell is just a state of mind, and you can be in hell right here on earth. Isn't that astonishing? Pretty unbelievable. Well, we're going to see some other changes in doctrine. On October the 8th of 2000, the so-called Holy Father, the Pope, will be gathered in Rome with the cardinals and the bishops, and there it is expected that he will consecrate the church and the whole world to Mary. Then he will go to Our Lady of Fatima, the statue in Portugal. He believes it is Fatima that has saved his life. You remember one time when he was almost assassinated? And there in Fatima, before the statue of Mary, he will declare that she is co-redeemer of the whole world. I read to you from Immaculate Heart Messenger, a major Catholic publication. It says, Pope will consecrate the new millennium to Mary. On the first Saturday, October 7th, 2000 A.D., which is also the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, the Pope will conduct a recitation of the Rosary and a torchlight procession The following day, Sunday, at St. Peter's Cathedral, Basilica, in conjunction with the Jubilee of Bishops, the Pope will conduct an act of dedicating the new millennium to the protection of Mary. The miraculous statue of Our Lady will be brought to the Vatican. The statue now from Fatima is what they're talking about, will be brought to the Vatican for the occasion. The Pope will renew his consecration of 1984, in which he stated, "Totus tuus, Maria," meaning, "I am totally yours, Mary." Notice he doesn't say, "Totus tuus, Jesus," but "Totus tuus, Maria," or Mary. Now, there's going to be another shocking doctrine, I believe, that this Pope will pronounce. If he doesn't do it before his death, the next Pope will definitely, I believe, I predict, will pronounce. In addition to this new so-called Marian dogma, in which the Virgin Mary will be called the co-redemptrix, or the co-redeemer, along with Jesus, in addition to that, I believe that the Jews will be exalted by the Pope. Now, I'm leading up to something here. You know, I recently did a tape, and you'll have to order that tape, entitled, "Will the Antichrist Be a Jew?" Will the Antichrist be a Jew? All of the falsehoods of the world come together, as I mentioned to you, like one big ball of garbage and evil and sewage in the last days. Everything will come together. The Muslim, the Hindus, the Buddhists, the Catholics, the false former Protestants, the witches, the Satanists. Everything will become together as one. They will all respect, tolerate, and love each other. It's called syncretism. The coming together of all the world's devilish teachings. They each maintain their own churches and basilicas and their own priests and so forth. But they're all united in a common profession of faith and a rejection of the true Christian church and the Holy Bible, which is, of course, rejected by the Pope. Now, I believe that in addition to declaring that Mary is co-redeemer with Jesus, so she becomes almost the quadruplet of the Trinity, so-called, I believe that the Jews will be also emphasized to be the co-redeemers. The Jews will be called the chosen people of God and therefore co-redeemers with Mary and Jesus of the whole world. And thus the Jews will be exalted and will become elevated to the same status as Jesus. Jesus will simply be called another Jewish rabbi, a great master, but not the most holy God. And the Jewish people as a whole, being called the chosen people of God and our elder brothers, will be elevated to redeemer status. They will be our redeemers, the Pope will declare. And after all, he is he not, infallible, according to the Catholic Church? Now already, the way has been set for the Vatican Terminator then to come, the new Pope. A Pope who will be so consummately evil, my friends, the whole world will think he's great. He will be full of light. He will be beloved, but he will be one of the most evil men on earth. His heart will be full of maggots and refuse. Already we're seeing things are being set up. I believe that the next Pope, who I say will be the Vatican Terminator, because in a sense the Vatican will be uplifted and exalted, but the traditional Catholic Church will be dead and destroyed, and it will be a new Catholic Church, an unholy instrument of the devil. And the Jews will be exalted, along with the great goddess. All of the goddesses of the past, all of the goddesses, whether it was Astarte or Ishtar or Venus, all of the great goddesses of the past, the mother goddesses of the pagans, and the witches will be exalted as Mary, so that even the New Agers can be brought into this coalition of religious beliefs, headed by the one father figure of them all, the Holy Father in Rome. But who will he be? I have some candidates for you today. I beg you to listen very carefully to me today as we go into this very special edition, the Vatican Terminator. That's the title I'm giving this talk today, because I'm going to actually give you the names of some of the chief candidates for who will be the next pope. You will be shocked at the teachings of the men who very likely, one of these men who I'm going to mention to you today, again, this is prediction now, not prophecy, although I believe it very strongly in my heart. I believe that one of the men who I mentioned to you today will become the next pope, and he will be the last pope. He will be the one that many Catholics have warned me about. They've said, Tex, we believe you're onto something. Tex Mars, we believe you're right. We believe this next pope will be the Vatican Terminator. We believe he will be the anti-pope. Just as there is an anti-Christ, this will be the anti-pope. Well, I don't believe that at all. I mean, because it's sort of a misnomer. It's a oxymoron. How can you be the anti-pope if the pope himself is evil because of the teachings of the Catholic Church, which are Babylonian? And if you don't believe that, my friends, if you don't believe this church proceeded right out of Mystery Babylon, the great Babylon religion, please get the book Bishop by Bishop Alexander Hislop we offer through this ministry for your love gift of $15, entitled The Two Babylons, and you'll understand. Another change of doctrines will be that women finally will become priests. It'll come a little slowly, but I believe by the first decade of this millennium, there will be women priests. I also believe that the Catholic Church will be having, will be uniting gays, homosexuals, and lesbians. Because even now, the majority of Catholic priests, bishops, and cardinals are homosexuals. I know that. You know that. They're great molesters of little children, pedophiles. Nuns are known to be lesbians. There are very few nuns who are not lesbian. That's why they go into their orders, so they can feast on each other with their vile pleasures, so-called. And the priests are the same way. I remember being in the U.S. Air Force as a young man. I was a chaplain assistant, and I was asking a priest about this. This particular priest, believe me, was not a gay. He was one of the few. And I told him that of the Catholic priests that I met in the Air Force, that some of them seemed very feminine in their conduct and behavior. And you know, even though I was Protestant, the priest looked at me, and over a cup of coffee, he said to me, "You know, Airman Mars, you're right. This is one of the most disgusting aspects of my profession," he said, "that I have to associate with a majority of priests were homosexuals." Now, this was said to me by a Franciscan priest some 40 years ago, approximately. Imagine what a decadent state things have derived to by now, after 40 more years of these homosexual pedophile priests being in charge of the various Catholic orders. Now, we only have about 30 seconds or so till we go for a break, and I want to tell you about how you can get the book, The Two Babylons, and the video is The Pope Catholic. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you about a man who I believe it's very possible he will become the next pope, the last pope. You will be shocked to discover that he is Jewish. Yes, he is Jewish, and I will give you his name. I'll give you another name of a man who is being touted to be the next pope. You will see that he laughs at the very idea that people have to know Jesus to go to heaven. we will go over some of the names of these men, the Pope's successor. Who will be the next Pope? The Vatican Terminator. The next Pope. The last Pope. When we return, you're listening to Tex Mars, and this is Power of Prophecy. Discover the answer is not so much funny at all. It's my newest video. This is Tex Mars. Is the Pope Catholic? 60-minute video. You're going to see some astonishing scenes of the Catholic Pope taking the mark of the Hindu destroyer god Shiva in his forehead, bowing down before the Buddhist monk, the chief Buddhist monk of the world. You will see him kneeling at the gravesite of Mahatma Gandhi in India. You will see him meeting and praying and convening with witches and Buddhist monks and Hindu gurus and Islamic muftis and Jewish rabbis and so on. An amazing video, Is the Pope Catholic? For your love gift of $20 to the ministry, and please add $2 for shipping and handling, a total of $22. We'll be delighted to send you the video, and we hope you'll get it, and then you can make copies of it and pass them around. We totally suspend any copyright on this video. If you'll order a copy from us, of course, you can order more than one copy if it'd be convenient to you so that you can have them in their original cases and their original covers and such. But I'm suspending copyright so that you can make as many copies as you want of the video. Now, also, we have the book, The Two Babylons by Hislop, the most astonishing book you will ever read. I have read it many times over. I don't know how many times I've read it, certainly a dozen times or more, because every time I read the book, I find out more nuggets of wisdom. An incredible book. I have read over 5,000 books that support this book, that would endorse this book. So no one can tell me that this is not a scholarly publication, and yet it is filled with such facts as you will find totally, totally fascinating, amazing, and then you will understand Bible prophecy. You will understand the New Age movement, the Catholic Church, and how everything comes together in the last days through the reading of Hislop's classic book. I mean, this book was actually written over a century ago, but it's just like out of today's news of the New Age movement and of the Catholic Pope. It's astonishing. The book by Alexander Hislop, a former Anglican bishop, that's the old line gospel people now, King James believer, not like the modern Anglican Episcopal lukewarm form, no form of real godliness church. So you'll see the difference when you read Hislop in his book, The Two Babylons. So either the video is the Pope Catholic for $20, or the book, The Two Babylons, for your gift of $15. Add $2 shipping and handling, postage for each of the items. Here's how to get them. Just send your check or money order to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road. That's Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, Austin, Texas, 78733 in the wonderful, fantastic USA. That's the United States of America. You can call us toll-free to order these two here in the United States. That number toll-free is 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Overseas, just call us on a regular line from overseas. That's 512-263-9780. That's 512-263-9780. That'll even work here in the United States. So the book again is The Two Babylons. The video is The Pope Catholic. If you want to order today's program, The Vatican Terminator, you can call us or write us, and that would be for your love gift of $7. We'll send you the tape of this special program, The Vatican Terminator, for your gift of $7 to Power of Prophecy. And as always, Your love gifts go into this ministry, and we're able to keep the truth flowing around the nation all the way until that great moment in time when our Lord returns. So now let's return to our regular program. We're discussing, in fact, the Vatican Terminator. And I'm asking the question because I have some facts for you on who will be the next pope. Will he be the last pope? Recently, I was reading a publication talking about whether there would be a conservative or a liberal the next pope. Now, about the only conservative candidate is a cardinal named Cardinal Giacomo Bippi, B-I-F-F-I, from Italy. He's about 72 years of age. He's the Archbishop of Bologna, Italy. He made a speech recently I thought was quite fascinating about the Antichrist. Imagine, he's a conservative now. I think he was trying to tell us something. He said the Antichrist is now walking among us. That's what this Archbishop of Bologna said. The Antichrist is walking among us. He said the Antichrist is not a beast with seven heads, but, quote, a fascinating personality whose outward charm and plausibility had already deceived his enemies. I wonder who he was talking about. Now, remember, this is a conservative candidate, a conservative, a traditionalist. As in, he doesn't believe that Hindus and Buddhists, etc., can go to heaven. Well, listen to this. He goes on to say about the Antichrist, who's walking with us today, he said the Antichrist espouses vegetarianism. He's a pacifist. He's a promoter of environmentalism and animal rights. You know, I can believe Cardinal Bippi in what he says there. He said the Antichrist is an expert on the Bible, but nevertheless, he promotes vague and fashionable spiritual values rather than the Scriptures. The Antichrist, who is walking among us now, said Cardinal Bippi, advocates ecumenical dialogue between the Roman Catholic Church and the other Christian groups. This, he says, appears to be a worthy aim, but is in fact being used by the Antichrist in an attempt to water down and undermine Catholicism to the point where it is collapsing. Now, this cardinal did not say who he had in mind, but he says he's walking among us, and evidently he has great power to advocate ecumenical dialogue between the Catholic Church and other Christian groups. He's an environmentalist, a pacifist, an animal rights person, a vegetarian. I wonder if Pope John Paul II is not all of those things. Could he be the man that Cardinal Giacomo Bippi is talking about here? Well, in any case, let's talk about the next pope. You know, the Courier-Mail of London, April 18, 1998, had a full-page feature on a cardinal named Francis Arinze. He's a black man. He's from Africa. And Cardinal Francis Arinze, who was born on November 1, 1932, appears to be a very charismatic figure. He is president. He has been appointed as president of a very important group by the present, or the current Pope John Paul II. Arinze, who is deeply entrenched in Vatican politics, is the president of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue. In other words, he is overseeing the unity and union of all of the religions on the face of the planet. That's his role. That's his job. In acting for Pope John Paul II. He's called an interfaith expert, a syncretization, that means unity worker, for the unity of all religions. Could the next pope, a black pope, be the one who terminates the Catholic Church? Before we begin Remember, the Bible says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Let's talk a little bit about Cardinal Arinze. Here's a news item that I have. Let's see. The Christian News, newspaper, April 5th, 1999, page 23. Cardinal Arinze says a person can get to heaven without accepting Jesus. He says Christianity is not the only saving faith. That's very interesting. Recently, in Dallas, Texas, my good friend, Robert Ashley, who, by the way, is a black man, Robert Ashley, and I've been on his radio show a number of times, he's a wonderful Christian man, he was invited to come and be the moderator of Dallas radio station KHVN AM, 970 on the dial, of an interfaith religious meeting. Now, several were there. Dr. Joseph Tyson, professor of religious studies at Southern Methodist University, was there, for example. Cardinal Arinze also was there. Now, remember, Cardinal Arinze is head of the Pope's Council for Interreligious Dialogue and Unity. Cardinal Arinze was asked some very pointed questions by my good friend, Robert Ashley. Oh, I love Robert. He puts him on the spot. Let's see. Let me see here. Robert Ashley said, was Jesus wrong when he said he was the way, the truth, and the life? That's what Robert Ashley asked the cardinal. Cardinal Arinze said, quote, if you believe that, you will become a Christian. And the whole audience, which was, by the way, very, very much unity conscious, laughed. But then he said, however, if you believe this, I would regard you as a person who is a fundamentalist and theologically wrong. Now let me state that again. He told Robert Ashley, if you believe that Jesus was right when he said he was the way, the truth, and the life, Let me read exactly. I want you, my good friends, to understand exactly what Cardinal Arinze said. Quote, if a person were to push what you said a little further and say that if you're not a Christian, you're not going to heaven, we would regard that person as a fundamentalist and theologically wrong. In other words, if you say, my friends out there listening to me here on Power Prophecy, that if you're not a Christian, you're not going to heaven, Cardinal Arinze says you are a fundamentalist. And you are theologically wrong. Interesting. He goes on to say, we believe that every religion has elements that are true and noble and good. We believe that every religion has elements that are true and noble and good. At that point, Sister Maureen, a London-based representative of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization, they're Hindus, blurted out, quote, I am amazed. I am amazed. Now here's a Hindu who actually hearing this cardinal who could become the next pope, one of the top ranking cardinals in the world, he operates out of the Vatican itself, telling them that it's wrong to be a fundamentalist, it's wrong to believe that Jesus is the only way to salvation, the only way to heaven. And here's a Hindu woman who says, I'm amazed, I'm amazed. Whereupon Cardinal Arinze responded and laughing, quote, you thought I was a fundamentalist. Arinze went on to say, I met in one place in Pakistan a Muslim, and people would go to him. He had a wonderful concept of the Quran. We were like two twins that had known one another from birth, and I was in admiration of this man's wisdom. I think that man will go to heaven, but I am not the one who opens the door, to which the audience laughed. Let's stop there, friends. Here's Cardinal Arinze, who could be the next pope, the first black pope, saying he met a Muslim in Pakistan who was one of the wisest men he had met, that he was sure he's going to go to heaven, a Muslim. Then Cardinal Lorenzo continues, quote, there was a Buddhist in Kyoto in Japan. This man, a good man, open, listening, humble. I was amazed. I listened to his words of wisdom and said to myself, the grace of God is working in this man. So now we have a Buddhist, according to Cardinal Lorenzo, that he had met. The grace of God is working in a Buddhist, according to Lorenzo. Now I continue. Cardinal Lorenzo says, quote, I noticed that the more they were devoted to their own religion, and I to my religion, the more we met one another, even though I did not know their language. There is a language of the heart. Even a dog knows those that love it. Mr. Ashley then came back again. I love Mr. Ashley, Robert Ashley. Mr. Ashley, quote, so you can still get to heaven without accepting Jesus? Cardinal Lorenzo, quote, expressly, yes. And then he laughed with the audience. Let me go over that again. Mr. Ashley's quote, statement or question. Quote, so you can still get to heaven without accepting Jesus? Cardinal Lorenzo's answer, quote, expressly, yes. And then he laughed with the audience. Well, you say, well, certainly no good Protestant would ever have anything to do with this Cardinal Lorenzo, right? You're dead wrong. I have here USA Today, May 10th, 1999, page 6D, in which it stated that college seniors at Wake Forest University, a Baptist university, Southern Baptist in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, had as its graduation speaker last year none other than, quote, Cardinal Francis Lorenzo, head of the Vatican's Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue. In other words, he was invited to be the graduation speaker by Southern Baptist University. Unbelievable. Here's an article I have from the Cleveland Plain Dealer newspaper, February 7, 1998, entitled Pondering the Pope's Successor. Subtitle says, Cardinal Lorenzo of Nigeria in Africa is among those in the running to follow John Paul II. It goes on, it says here in this article that Pope John Paul II, it says, of the 107 cardinals eligible to vote for the next pope, 89 were appointed by Pope John Paul II. Isn't that interesting? Basically, then, the great majority of cardinals that are alive today were appointed to their offices by Pope John Paul II. And one of his favorites is Cardinal Francis Lorenzo of Nigeria. Let me read you what this article says. It's written by Madeline Bunting. It's from the London Guardian, but it's, interestingly enough, republished in the Cleveland, Ohio Plain Dealer. It says, quote, the most dramatic surprise would be the first black pope in almost 1,500 years. Nor is this as fanciful as it might sound, because one of the most popular front runners for the papacy is Francis Lorenzo, a Nigerian. He is charismatic, clever, and has extensive experience of the Vatican, where he has been in charge of relations with other religions since 1979. He has African warmth and charisma. Pretty interesting there. Well, will Francis Lorenzo be the next pope? I have also in front of me now, my friends, the European newspaper of June 3rd through 9, 1994, page 3, a big feature article. Who will be the next pope? By Peter Hebblethwaite. It says, John Paul's fading health fuels speculation among cardinals in Rome over which of them will succeed him. Then it has pictures of five men who are considered chief candidates. Let me tell you their names. The favorite, especially of the media, of the Catholic Church, is a man named Carlo Maria Martini. Carlo Maria Martini. His middle name is Mary. He's now 73 years of age. He's very liberal. He's a Jesuit priest and cardinal. He speaks 11 languages, and he's author of 44 religious books. Cardinal Carlo Martini, Archbishop of Milan, Italy. He's called an intellectual. He's called Cardinal Clean because they say he's actually an honest man, and it's hard to find an honest cardinal in Italy today. The Italian press, it says, has already appointed him Pope, but that could be the kiss of the death. Kiss of death. The College of Cardinals does not like being dictated to. However, Martini has some formidable enemies, it says. Opus Dei, a secretive Catholic order that's very conservative, does not like him. Then another candidate mentioned here is Cardinal Giacomo Biffi. Well, you remember I mentioned Biffi, the one that said, watch out, the Antichrist is walking among us. Now, Cardinal Biffi, being a conservative, once led a campaign to abolish secular music, such as Mozart and Schubert, from the Mass. He believes very strongly in the Shroud of Turin, and he's very anti-feminist. He said if he's elected Pope, he suggested, rather, a woman will never become a priest. Then there's Cardinal Pio Laggi. They say that he's sort of a lightweight. There is Cardinal Achille Silvestrino, who is a little elderly now. He's 76 years of age. And there is Cardinal Roger Ectagade, originally from Spain. Cardinal Basil Hume was once thought to be a candidate. He's a Britishman, the British cardinal. The problem with Cardinal Hume, though, is he has been diagnosed with cancer. And then finally, the European newspaper mentions, yes, again, Cardinal Francis J. Arenze. So here again, we see that many are beginning to ask, who will be the next pope? Well, now I want to introduce you to a man who I believe very strongly will probably be the next pope. Now again, this is not a prophecy, but I do believe that he will be. His name? Jean-Marie Lustiger. Jean-Marie Lustiger. As you can surmise, he is from France. He is the Cardinal of Paris, France. Cardinal Jean-Marie Lustiger of Paris, France, is one of the chief confidants of Pope John Paul II. Now, let me tell you why I believe he will end up being the Pope. First of all, I think the Italians will fight amongst themselves and probably cancel each other out. Second, it may be that the Catholic Church is not ready yet to have a black man from Nigeria as its Pope. But more than anything, I believe that Satan is behind this man, Lustiger. Let me tell you a little bit about him. First of all, I'm looking right now as I talk to you, I'm looking at a page out of the Catholic World Report, a magazine that I subscribe to because we keep up with Catholic Church goings on here at Power of Prophecy Ministries. This is from Catholic World Report magazine, June of 1999, page 9. There's a picture here of Cardinal Jean-Marie Lustiger shown greeting the Dalai Lama of Tibetan Buddhism at a United Nations conference on human rights. It was the 50th anniversary of the signing of the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. In other words, the Cardinal Lustiger and the Tibetan Buddhist God-man, the Dalai Lama, were celebrating the 50th anniversary of the exaltation of the United Nations. Cardinal Lustiger. I want you to, first of all, gather on his name. Now, his middle name then is Marie, which is, of course, he's named after Mary. Mary. Pretty significant. Second of all, his last name, Lustiger. I have searched out the derivation and the meaning, the definition of the name Lustiger. Some people, in its extreme definition, believe that Lustiger means to do something with great lust, carnal lust. That's not exactly the definition of it, though. It means to do something with great enthusiasm. It could be of a lustful nature. But it's mostly to do something with great enthusiasm and dynamism and vibrancy. And I believe this man will be a vibrant pope if he is elected by the College of Cardinals following the resignation through health or the death of Pope John Paul II. I believe Cardinal Jean-Marie Lustiger would be the last pope because he will be the first pope in history, supposedly, who is Jewish. I believe there has been another pope that's Jewish, but he was secretly a Jew, and I'm not going to talk about him today. But I do want to talk about this man, Jean-Paul Lustiger. I want you to understand that Lustiger is Jewish. You say, well, how could a Jew be a Catholic? How could he be a Catholic cardinal? Well, let me read to you from one publication that I've received. And ask the question, could the next pope be Jewish? I'm going to read to you exactly. Jean-Marie Cardinal Lustiger, Archbishop of Paris, and one of the most highly regarded intellectuals in the Roman Catholic Church, is a strong candidate to be the next pope. Like the present pope, John Paul II, Cardinal Lustiger was born in Poland. Okay, now, first of all, friends, you see the connection here. Both Polish. Remember I told you that Pope John Paul II has appointed the vast majority of cardinals. He has made sure that his people are going to be the ones to choose the next pope. Now, who is his chief confidant? It's not Cardinal Lorenzi. It's not Cardinal Silvestrini. It's not Cardinal Martini. It is this a French Pole Cardinal Lustiger. It says, unlike Pope John Paul II, Cardinal Lustiger is Jewish. Well, I might debate that at some later time. He was born Aaron Lustiger in 1926. When the Nazis invaded Poland, Lustiger's family sent him to the safest place they could think of, a Catholic school. But in 1940, at the age of 14, Lustiger, quote, underwent a spiritual awakening and converted to Catholicism. He became a priest, then a cardinal, and now he is an internationally recognized lecturer on spiritual issues, including the Holocaust, which he himself survived. Now, according to the reports that I have, Cardinal Lustiger lost his mother at the Auschwitz death camp of the Nazis. She was arrested in Paris, along with his father and his sister. Every year on Holocaust Day, he reads the name of Jews who were sent from France to Nazi concentration camps. And he always shows signs of emotions when he comes to the name of his mother on that list. And we can have, if this be true, great sympathy for Cardinal Lustiger, but I want you to understand something. The question is he truly a Christian? Well, the answer is no. But what if this man is indeed going to be the Pope who exalts the Jews? The Jews. And an earthly Jerusalem that Revelation 11 calls Sodom and Egypt. I've already talked to you in the past about the plan to move the Vatican to Jerusalem so that the holy city will be the religious city where the headquarters of the Roman Catholic Church will be for the future. I believe that is on the plan for Jerusalem to be turned into an international city with the Pope to make his headquarters there, his great palace between the seas, as Bible prophecy calls it. I believe that Cardinal Jean-Marie Lustiger could very well become the next pope, and he will bring all things together, for he is not a Christian, but a Jew. And he will spread the falsehood and the apostasy that Jesus was just another great rabbi, but not the Son of God. I believe that Lustiger was placed where he is by the devil. And by fate and destiny, with the devil's help, he has become a cardinal of the Catholic Church, confidant to Pope John Paul II, and very possibly the next pope. And he, I'm convinced, could well become the Vatican Terminator. Again, not thus saith the Lord, but based on my evaluation of world events, the personalities, the conduct, the teachings. By the way, Cardinal Lustiger is known as quite a liberal compared to Pope John Paul II. Well, you've been listening to Power of Prophecy. It's great to be with you studying these last days things. Remember, there is power in the Word of God and in His prophecies. So tune in each week during this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.